Connie Moody is the Director of Voter Registration and Elections right here in Greenwood. And I do believe we have her on the phone. How you doing today, Connie?
I'm great. How are you, Ann?
I'm good. I'm good. Long time no talk.
It has been a while.
Yes. So how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's Monday, and the weather's nice, so...
What could be finer? We just came off the big Festival of Flowers final weekend.
And we thoroughly enjoyed this past weekend.
Absolutely. Now, you know, one of the things a lot of people might not know about you is, are you still growing orchids?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
And lots and lots of orchids.
And did you exhibit in the orchid show?
No, we didn't do that this year.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, okay.
I know.
Well, I just thought, now... Just tell us real quick how you got involved in orchids and how this has grown for you, because I think this puts another spin on Connie Moody, not just voter, voter, voter.
Well, when Patrick and I first married, I would buy orchids all of the time, and after a while, he would get a little upset with me because we had so many orchids, so I made a deal with him that if I sold them, I could buy them. And he agreed to that, and it just snowballed. I don't think either of us ever anticipated that business would grow like it has. Well, we've got two greenhouses and lots of orchids, and it's our little Garden of Eden.
Garden of Eden. Well, you know, now, if somebody's interested in contacting you about orchids, how should they go about doing it?
They can contact us through the website online, which is www.pcorchids.com. I'm sorry, pcorchidsinc.com.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. Check it out. See another side to Connie Moody. There you go.
We do that in our spare time. Ha ha.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, the one thing about orchids, do they need a lot of attention?
No, it's the plant of neglect. Otherwise, I could not grow them. So, total neglect. That's how people kill orchids, is they water them all the time, and they dote on them, and they don't like that. Water every 7 to 10 days and leave them alone.
God, sounds like my kind of plant. I may need to contact you on that, Connie.
And they will repay you with the most beautiful blooms, and some of them, the Phalaenopsis, the blooms last anywhere from 4 to 6 months.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, that's terrific. That's terrific. So, that's what you get to go home to at night after dealing with, oh my gosh, so many different issues. Redistricting has been one thing. Now, we usually think of redistricting just affecting the state because we're actually adding another congressional seat here in the state, but it also affects us right here in Greenwood.
That's correct, on the local level.
Right. So what exactly does that mean, Connie?
According to the 1965 Voting Rights Act, it's required by law that political subdivisions must adhere to the one-person, one-vote standard. That means the districts need to be proportional. So every 10 years, according to the census data, we go in, we look at the districts, and we see how out of proportion they are.
Were they out of proportion?
Oh, very much so.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And it's just shifts in population.
Sure.
This is very common. I can't recall a year that we not had to go in and make revisions to the map to make everything proportional. And that's as proportional as you can get because there's no real science to this. The maps are drawn by census blocks,
mm-hmm.
which makes it a little difficult because we have people ask, well, why couldn't you put this street in this district and this street in that district? It's not that simple. Because a census block may encompass 10 city blocks. And you may have a small block that may contain 300 citizens in the inner city. You get in the rural areas, you have a huge block, may have one citizen in it.
Sure.
That's why some of the districts look a lot larger than others.
So it has to do just with maybe land, but not with population.
Correct.
Correct.
So, and your rural areas obviously will look a lot larger than the areas within the city.
But one of the things you have to try to do is balance the number of people to each person that is representing them.
That is correct.
So, how has that worked out? Have you been able to do this, or has it been? Is it something that you're still working on?
Believe it or not, that's worked out very well. Well, it took a lot of drawing and a lot of doing, but honestly, we've achieved a map that is at 1.47% deviation, which is unreal, because they'll allow 10%, and a deviation factor is actual citizens.
Number of people.
So, you know, the lower the deviation, the better. That means the districts are more proportional.
Wow. Any particular district that had a particular shift?
Well, as far as the shifts, none of them are really that much different than they were last time. There's been changes in all seven districts, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as someone having a major change, not really.
Okay. So
and if you want to get into the numbers, the current census population for Greenwood County is 69,661.
Was that up?
That number would be divided by seven for seven council districts, so your target population would be 9,952.
Well, and you were able to, I was looking over this, anywhere from 9,999. I mean, you did a good job. You kept it pretty darn close.
Oh, it was very difficult, but if you take the current districts that we're under at this moment in time,
mm-hmm.
and you lay the 2010 census data over those districts, District 1 was down by 816 citizens.
Hmm.
District 2 was down, well, up by 594. So they had 594
more
citizens too many.
Mm-hmm.
District 3 was down by 1,095.
Hmm.
District 4 was down by 299. District 5 was up by 918. District 6 was up by 1,288. And District 7 was down by 593. So see how out of proportion they were?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. It was, yeah, in need of redistricting, that's for sure.
Well, you know, and that makes it hard for the person representing them to be able to cover all the different factions there.
And change is difficult overall, especially, you know, when it's not really a change that you necessarily may have wanted or not wanted, but everybody's district changed. And I don't really want to say anybody was totally excited about it. Nobody was really upset about it. We've been through this before, and everybody knows exactly what we're trying to accomplish here.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I know that it's just going to mean they'll have to get out and meet some new people, right?
Well, hey, that's a good thing.
Absolutely, that's a good thing. That's
that
what
is
I was
a great
saying.
Thing. So, and the funny thing is we did this 10 years ago, and, you know, we had some long faces, and having said that, now they love their districts, and why do we have to do this? So it's funny how you adapt to things.
Absolutely. Now, one of the things that I was curious, the voter ID bill, now that went through, correct?
That did go through.
So what is that going to mean as we go forth with elections right here in our area?
Well, eventually, somewhere down the road, we will be issuing voter registration cards with photos on them, but that will be no time in the near future. There is a caveat in the bill that says as money becomes available, and I think we all know that will probably be a little while.
Long time, Connie.
Most likely. It will not be any time in the near future.
Right. So, but somebody, in order to vote now, they do have to show a ID.
A picture ID, that's correct.
Now, of course, one of the problems that caused a sticking point in this is people that didn't have picture IDs.
Right.
And that basically, I think, is some of our older people that just don't drive and don't have this. But still, they can go to the DMV and get an ID. Isn't that
right.
correct?
Right. And that has always been one of the accepted identifications, the photo issued ID from DMV. And that is, you know, for your seniors and your people that don't drive.
Right.
So they don't have a driver's license, obviously. And it is a legal form of identification that they can use.
So they will just, I guess now they'll just have to show a photo ID instead of just their voter registration card.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
So, and the strange thing is there's been a lot of back and forth with this.
Mm-hmm.
99% of our voters show their driver's license anyway.
When they go to vote.
Yeah,
they don't have
their
voter ID.
So what we hear most of the time is, I don't have my voter registration card. Well, that's okay. As long as you have your driver's license or DMV photo ID, that's perfectly acceptable.
Absolutely. So that's kind of crazy, isn't it?
It is.
It is. All right. And what about one more question before we have to go to South Carolina news? We got any elections coming up this summer or fall?
We have an election for the township of 96, and that will be held on November the 8th. And that is only for your voters that reside within the township of 96.
And what's that for, Connie? Do you know?
I'm sorry?
What's that for?
Oh, that would be for the office of mayor, one CPW seat, and three ward seats.
Wow. Okay. But other than that, looks like next year you'll get it all cranked up, huh?
Oh, next year is going to be a lot of fun. We've already got our election schedule hanging here in front of me. So, you know, we'll start out in January with presidential primary and then move on to school board elections and primary elections and general election. And
I'll be talking to you a lot next year.
So next year will be a lot of fun.
It will. And next year I'll be talking to you a whole lot.
Good. I look forward to it.
All right. Sounds good, Connie Moody. Thanks so much for calling us this morning.
And you are so welcome, and it's always a pleasure.
All right. Have a good one.
I hope you do, too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood, WCRS. South Carolina News is up. I'll be back, so don't you go away.